Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys have clicked through to learn more about, well, hey, that's what we do, talking about business. With us is Jolene Goodman. She is the sales and marketing person behind the Living magazines as well as the Iowa Business Journals. And we've talked with Jolene on numerous occasions. Also with us is Jay Mathis. Jay is a salesperson for the Living magazines. We're going to spend some time talking about that form of marketing and advertising and information. Jolene, welcome back.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Here we are at Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights. Why not take the show on the road, so to speak, right?
Right. I love this place.
Yeah, it is great. And you had a great coffee today, didn't you?
I did.
What was that?
Well, it was a skinny caramel latte, and honestly, probably the best one I've had.
There you go. Bang.
Yes.
Jan loves it when you say good things, right?
Right. It was good. Come get one.
We've spent several times talking about the Iowa Business Journals.
Yes.
And who that's directed to and how they get it, and it's sent to businesses. You have another thing that we've alluded to from time to time, and that's the Living magazines,
right,
where you're in communities all over Central Iowa. Talk to us. What is that model? What are you doing?
Well, the Iowa Living magazines, we started, our first publication was in February of 2007.
Yeah.
Our first issue was in Johnston Living. Now, today, fast forward, 21 communities we publish the Living magazines in, all the way from Ames to Indianola, Altoona, Bondurant to Waukee, and Adel, Winterset. So it's really varied. Rural, suburbs, Des Moines with Beaverdale. We have a wide variety of magazines that we mail to all the residents in those communities.
And that's, I think, the important thing to understand is this is a publication that goes to every single mailbox that where people live, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
So every community has different numbers, and of course you have different costs per community, I'm sure.
Right.
Why is this, you know... One of the things that people say is that print is dead. We're seeing that all over the place. So you also publish City View on a monthly basis now. And that's really directed to the arts and entertainment world, things that are going on in the community. Windsor Heights, the Living magazines are something that really play to what? What's the difference between, say, City View and the Living magazines?
Well, the biggest difference is City View is the footprint of the greater Des Moines area. So 30,000 copies of City View, and it's a really metro-wide publication.
So this really drills down. The Living magazines drill down on
it's about
what's
your
going
community.
On in your community.
It's personal. It's about your community. And each one is about the community. So Beaverdale Living, Windsor Heights Living, Altoona Living. They are community lifestyle magazines, and it's all about your community.
Why does that work when other print things don't seem to work?
It's personal. You know, the cover story, you could know that person. It's your aunt. It's your neighbor. It's your teacher and her children. Their stories and things going on in the community, and that was being neglected in this area, and we just took that opportunity and provided something that our residents want to read.
And way back in 2007, and I suspect what you did is you incrementally grew that magazine, correct?
Definitely. And it was not hard to do because it was missing in the market. There weren't, the Register had a product that was being delivered to every household, and they shut it down. I mean, they were delivering 180,000 in the greater Des Moines area, and they just simply shut it down. So it provided us a great opportunity to come into the market and provide something that was needed, and actually in a better form.
Isn't that interesting how one entity goes away and then there's a vacuum?
Yeah.
And so someone comes in to fill that vacuum. We totally understand. We're the only business news broadcast and podcast in the Midwest.
Right.
And because there's nobody else that does this.
Right.
So, yeah, we totally get that. So how do people, in those living magazines, and if you're listening to this and you're in the greater Des Moines metro and you're in some of these communities, you know exactly what we're talking about. It comes to your door and on a monthly basis. But how do businesses use the living magazines in their communities?
Well, there's always just one question that I dial into. And when I'm talking to a business, it's all about, are my readers, are our readers of our product your potential customers? So, for instance, like Ground Celebration, I mean, I'm sure she has a tight radius of customers that come in, and so she can efficiently use her dollars to reach them by advertising in the living magazines. Yeah. It makes sense.
And knowing what I know about the living magazines, when you take a look at the price point, it's affordable. So I'm going to turn it over to a salesperson that actually beats the streets on a regular basis. His name is Jay Mathis. Jay has been involved with the Living Magazines for some time. He and I have known each other for a while. He comes to a lot of events that I'm at. He's always taken pictures. And all of those, by the way, which end up in the various magazines that you support. Jay, how long have you been with the Living Magazines?
I've been with them for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, and we're grateful that you're here, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy it.
So when you're talking to businesses that are out there, and you're in whatever community it happens to be, right now we're having coffee in Windsor Heights, what do you tell the business community about the magazine and why it's a good investment for their business?
Well, there's multiple things that I do say that would benefit them, but one thing that I'm very proud of, what we do as a magazine is that we actually have audited readership, and we have more than three quarters of the households actually open up and read our publication.
Yeah, you've done some surveys about that, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah, and so what you're saying is that if this goes out to, I'll just pick a number, 5,000 mailboxes in a community someplace, or 10,000 mailboxes, whatever the number is, that you're having a significant impact on readership. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, there's nothing else that even compares to it. Three quarters of the household is almost no-brainer.
Yeah. And if you're in the marketing world and you're looking for things that reach people, I mean, we've got all kinds of traditional media out there. We've got all kinds of non-traditional media. It's always about cost per thousand. What does it cost you to reach 1,000 people? Your CPM is what we call it. And if you're not spending a whole lot to reach nearly everybody, seems like a good idea.
It's pennies.
What's the pushback? What do people sometimes, Jay Mathis, what do they say to you? They say, well, you know, I just don't think that this is something for me.
One thing I do have to educate my advertisers is, you know, we automatically are put in that, print's dead, as you alluded earlier. But what I try to tell them, what I have to re-educate them is that it's free print versus paid prints. People don't want to pay for anything anymore for print or to read. So we're free. Plus, it gives them another reason to get it because it's all local. And that's one thing that we're very proud of, too. Everything is local for each magazine that we do, down to the cover of the person of the magazine is always somebody of that town.
Not all print is equal, in other words. That's what we're talking about. One of the things that you do, Jay, and I've known you for the year and a half that you've been with the Living Magazines, is you also visit these communities. You're at these events taking photographs. I mean, I would suspect that the photography, the photo page in the Living Magazines is probably one of the most looked at pieces.
We're all about networking. We're all about getting to know people, and that's an excellent opportunity for me to just get out and meet more people.
Sure.
It's all relationships.
You know, it doesn't happen unless there's a photograph, right?
Sure.
but also, within each Living Magazine, when you have advertisers or you have individuals, they're also doing some advertorials. Is that correct, Jolene?
Yes. Some of the advertisers, we do have programs, and they're very selective. There are programs in which topics that we know our readers are interested in. So we do have select articles that advertisers can be a part of. Yes.
And many of the ones that I've seen, you know, they deal with some healthcare issues, family life issues, investment issues, insurance issues, business issues, all kinds of things that the general populace want more information about.
Yes, definitely. And I do have to say one thing, too. One surprise that came about early on is the cities getting involved in our living magazines. And we do publish in 21 communities, and we have 10, I think it's 11 of the communities where the cities invest their dollars in newsletters within the magazine. And if you think about it, we mail to every resident. They have a responsibility to be transparent with their news out and get it out to their residents. And this is a perfect way to do it.
And cost-effective, I would imagine.
Cost-effective, yeah. And it works. We have, for instance, Johnston, they were the first city to do that. They have advertised for 10 years with their newsletter, and
So they're putting the city news in the magazine.
Yes. Yes. So they're letting you know, when is that spring cleanup? When are the roads going to be torn up? Whatever it is. Who's your new city council?
And because it goes to every resident.
Yeah. 100% transparency. Yes.
Wow.
Well, and one thing, too, with Johnston, they've done this for 10 years, and their own resident survey that they do every 2 years shows that Johnston Living is the highest form of communication for the residents, that they refer to Johnston Living. 82% of those surveyed say, yep, we turn to Johnston Living for our news about the city. So it works.
There you go. Well, one of the things I think that everybody wants to know, whether or not they are advertisers or whether or not they are working to bring information to people, does it work? And, you know, I'm kind of ringing your bell on this because I believe in it. We've been residents of the Greater Des Moines Metro for years, and we look forward, quite frankly, to getting the Urbandale Living Magazine or the Windsor Heights Magazine or wherever it happens, the Clive edition, the Johnston edition, to see what's going on in these various communities, because it helps us better inform the general public what the heck's going on. So it's just another tool. Good stuff. Jay, good to have you here, man.
Thank you, Michael.
You didn't expect this today, did you?
I did not, but thank you very much.
It's quite all right. His name is Jay Mathis. What cities do you work in?
I do, of our 21 living magazines, I do West Des Moines, Windsor Heights, and Norwalk.
All right, so those communities, this is a familiar face in your community. Jay, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Jolene. Always a pleasure to see you.
Yes, I love it. Look forward to it every time.
Thanks. Once again, that was Jolene and Jay from the Iowa Living Magazines. We were out having coffee in Windsor Heights at Grounds for Celebration. Always a great adventure. All right, that puts a cap on another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is sales and marketing for the broadcast. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. He is from, by the way, Jam Good Productions. All right, have yourself a wonderful evening. Thanks so very much for clicking through. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.